And now, querido listeners, we're going to head outside. We want to introduce you to the Camper Clan, a family that spends most of their time outdoors. Camper Dad is from Argentina. Camper Mom is American from Montana. Their two kids have spent most of their lives out on the road. We've been following their travels since they set out to break the world record for electric biking all the way across the U.S. And we finally caught up with them as they came through New York.
Hi, I'm Dylan Drake, and I'm the mom of Camper Clan. And we are a family that has been traveling for a year and a half across the Americas. Our kids are Ava, who is 4, and Constantino, who just turned 3. And we realized we had another year before our oldest child started school. So we decided, hey, let's just do one more trip and do something that really means something to us. And that's why we picked the electric bicycle. And, hold on here. What's wrong?
Sorry, I got to interrupt, but Coco just pooped his pants.
Pooped his pants?
Yes,
oh my gosh.
This
sorry.
Hasn't happened in like 6 months, but he just decided to poop.
Oh.
So, let me, sorry, no. I just grabbed pants and I go on. It's part of. ¿Qué pasó, Coco?
I have the wipes are in my
¿Qué pasó?
Purse, sweetie. You know where you put my pants?
I'm Tomás Cortijo and I'm just a regular dad, and I'm riding my electric bike to break a world record. We're riding across America, east to west, from Montana to Maine, and now we're on the south portion, going from Maine to Florida. We're trying to ride about 6,000 miles on an electric bike. That's about 1,800 miles more than the current world record. The goggles for safety and the helmet. I put a very powerful horn so I'm noticed when I'm riding. And we also want to do it with our kids to show people that you don't need to stay at home and adventures don't stop when you have kids, that you can still go and do great things with your kids and include them in the adventure. And they love it. They love every minute of it.
We're getting ready to go, mi amor.
To the next hotel. Papa's going to get on the bike.
To the pool right now.
Well, first we're going to go to the pool. While Papa rides his bike, we're going to go swim in the pool.
And
we
spend
the first 2 hours of the day getting the kids ready, looking at the map, planning. And then around 11, we get on the road. Dylan goes her way, and I get on the bike and start pedaling.
Can we sing it in English?
I don't think that song translates into English.
Why?
Well, not all things translate between the languages, you know? Papa sings that song, that's mm-hmm. right. Are we going to find Papa somewhere on the road here?
On my bike? Today is a beautiful sunny day. It's a little chilly. I think it's about 35 degrees out, so I'm pretty bundled up. But it's a beautiful ride, the one that I have today. I'm going from Fredericksburg, Virginia to Richmond, Virginia. I'm riding on the 301, and the one, the winter I'm starting to feel the winter, and there's a little bit of wind, but it's just peaceful. Well, not that peaceful. There's a little bit of traffic because it's kind of a main road. It's not a trail day today. About 2-3 hours later, we meet. We play with the kids for a couple hours, have lunch.
Hi, Papa.
How awesome. After that, we continue to ride for another 2 or 3 hours to our next destination where we find a place to either camp, or now that the campgrounds are closed, we find a motel to stay. And get up the next morning and repeat.
Finally, you found out! what was Coco saying, Papa?
Coco said, sweetie, put your phone down. We're having breakfast. No devices at the table. Papa puts a lot of sugar on his cereal, doesn't he?
Yeah. Let me catch. That's not healthy.
That's because this is granola. It doesn't have sugar on it.
Finding a place to cook and finding a place to buy the right food is challenging. And we got to take things slow. we can't rush kids. They want to play. They need their time to play. So everything is slow. Like, if you would do this trip solo, you might be able to go like 150 miles a day. I have only a window to ride like 4 or 5 hours a day, so we can do all the kid stuff.
Let's do some math problems while we're driving, huh? Now if you have 5 apples and you have to give away 1 apple, how many apples are left?
27.
I think it's normal life for them. You know, we've been doing this since they were really small. And I think they are starting to get to an age where they realize that there's people that don't do this. And they ask sometimes, are we going to live in a house? So we explain, we are going to live in a house. We do have a home and we will be living there soon.
We just love being with our kids. We just can't think any better way to spend our day than being with Evan Coco and helping them grow and growing ourselves.
You know it. Popepe?
The Camper Clan is just wrapping up their trip in the Florida Keys, but they've already broken the Guinness World Record for electric biking by biking over 1,000 miles. To connect with them on social media and see their awesome pictures, check out our website, latinousa.org.